This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Chadwick used to really enjoy Father's Day, but he hasn't lately, ever since he found out that the son he thought he fathered isn't his. Chadwick and Tina started dating when they were both 16 years old and in the 11th grade. When Tina announced she was pregnant, Chadwick asked if she was sure the child was his, and she said she was positive. So Chadwick proposed marriage, basically saying, "I do, as long as I'm dad." And Kyle was born shortly afterwards. 10 years later, Chadwick and Tina got divorced, and he began to seriously question whether he was Kyle's biological father. One night, he surreptitiously obtained a DNA sample from Kyle, which confirmed that Kyle was not his son. Craig sued Tina for paternity fraud, and a lower court ruled that to allow such suits would be against public policy. But the Tennessee Supreme Court held that in a disputed paternity case, one spouse can sue the other for fraud and misrepresentation. So the mother of all Father's Day cases is over, and I guess paternity may not be for eternity after all. This is Neil Chayette, Looking at the Law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.